WTQ. DJW Mobile.
One, this is KO4 WTQ.
WTQ, W4DJW. Handles Dave over in Greer.
That's where I'm at, Greer.
Here you on reverse. Are you on the north side of 85 or the south?
I'm at my daughter's house. I'm originally from Boynton, Florida, so I don't know which side I am on. Actually, I'm really close to it.
Greer is big. They've annexed a lot of land between Spartanburg and Greenville, such that the city is a whole lot smaller than Greenville or Spartanburg, but the area that it actually covers is a whole lot bigger than Greenville or Spartanburg. So it's kind of hard to know when you say Greer, because it's a wide area now that they've annexed so much land.
New BMW battery plant. So basically, that's where I'm at.
Probably close to 85. I'm north of the city of Greer, which is north of 85. So city of Greer is probably a couple miles north of 85, and I'm a couple miles north of it. So we've probably got about 4 miles between us.
And I got my extra class license only because I was an electronics technician for 30 years, so taking a test wasn't too big a deal. But I got a question. I never hear anybody say CQ anymore. Is this just in the books or what?
Play on VHF and UHF, people don't call CQ. They do sometimes, mostly out the lower part of the band where they're doing single sign band because they're shooting for long distance. Typically with a repeater, you know your audience, right? There are people that come and go or passing through, but not near as much as you don't know your audience when you're on HF, you know, most of the time, unless you're just somebody that hangs out on a certain frequency. You don't know your audience that well. So CQ is mostly for, I don't know who's out there, but I'm here and I'm available to talk. You don't usually hear that on a repeater, because people know each other on the repeater. They just throw their call sign out there and it does the same thing. Does that make sense?
It's a big help. I'm trying to learn all this, and that's a big help.
Well, that's how you learn. You ask questions, and if you don't ask the questions, other people that have those same questions don't get the answers either, unless they ask them. So asking questions is a good thing.
Getting this far out, I just got a 5 watts on a FT5.
The original rubber duck on it, or you got an external antenna?
I got the diamond antenna.
So you put a diamond antenna on a Yaesu radio, which means it's probably a little better than, the default. That's one of the reasons. You do sound really good, though. I would not have known you were on HC if you hadn't told me.
This radio didn't work hardly until I put that diamond antenna on it.
It's not taking some of those antennas off that they put on there, especially on the, the Chinese radios. And I put them on the SWR meter, and they're not even close. It's a wonder they work at all. But a diamond, they're built for that frequency, and usually they're on spec with what they publish, which is why you're doing so much better.
To the Greer ham club, I'm thinking about going to that for the first time Monday.
Two clubs, the Blue Ridge Club, BRARS, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and the Greer Club, Greer Amateur Radio Club, GARC, Greer Amateur Radio Club, yeah. Both of them, both for different reasons. The Greer Club's a really good technical club. If you have a lot of technical questions, which being in the industry, you probably do. So that's a good group of guys to get with, because they most of the time have the answers. They got some really sharp people in that club. And then the Buyers Club is more of, just to get to know the people, know the hobby. It's a little lighter on the technical side. It sacrifices the technical side a little bit for the socializing side of amateur radio.
Good to know.
So while you're just visiting,
Liz, I just moved out there, and I was going to move back to to Florida, but I hurt my back, and I'm here getting my back fixed at my daughter's house. Like she took me just the other day, I get a shot between the L4 and the L5.
It depends on how quick you heal.
Exactly.
Where'd you come from?
Me first, Fort Lauderdale, then Boynton Beach. I'm retired from the FAA. I used to work at Miami Road Traffic Control Center, but I got my captain's license sailing and towing, and now I'd like to go back there and get a captain's job.
My in-laws live in Fort Myers. We go down there not every year, maybe every other year, make the trip, take the dog down there and spend a while with the in-laws. I don't know how much longer they're going to be living down there, but it's hot. That's what I can say for Florida. It is hot.
Think about that Morse code there. Is that you or is that the repeater?
Part of the legal requirement. You won't hear it unless it's been used within the last 10 minutes, and it's a legal requirement that it identify itself every 10 minutes, so that's giving out the call sign, Whiskey 4, W4NYK, November Yankee Kilo, Whiskey 4, November Yankee Kilo, and then it does a slash R on the end for repeater, so that you know, because, you know, you could be a local person, or it could be a repeater, and if you hear a slash R on the end, that means it's a repeater, and then sometimes you'll hear them, they'll put a K out after that, like, okay. But not all of them do that.
I'm learning already. I was wondering what that was. This is K04WTQ.
W4DJW, and that's exactly what people use it for, to sync up with that they're legal. Because if it's going to do it every 10 minutes, it'll remind you of it.
Well, the weather isn't too bad today. It's getting warm, though.
Hot streak here the past couple, 3 weeks, I guess. I've been watering the grass every day. Sometimes I only water it like every other day or every third day. But as hot as it's been, we get a lot of threats for rain. But that's all they turn out to be in the end is threats. There's no water coming out. So, I'm going to have to make different plans. My wife wanted me to go to Zaxby's to pick up lunch, and I came out here to Zaxby's, and I'm the only one in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to give her a call. We're going to have to make other plans. I asked her if they would be open on the 4th of July, and she said, yeah, but it doesn't look like that was right.
Yeah. I got to go inside and do some work here, and but it's been great talking to you, and I'm learning a little bit each time.
On to you too. And again, the handle's Dave on this end. Good talking to you. Look forward to talking to you some more. W4DJW. Clear.
Number 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. Clear.
Dave, K5WLL.
Did you know Zaxby's was closed on July the 4th?
Going to find that problem throughout the area. Most places, I think, are closed today. I was out and about earlier and didn't see a whole lot of places open.
You're looking now, and I'm saying you are right. I wondered before I left the house, and she said, no, it's fine. They'll be open. Go ahead.
Some recycling this morning, and I noticed that several places were closed that would typically be open. I think you're... auto parts store might be open, and there may be one or two other things open, but for the most part, I believe everything's closed, maybe your grocery stores. You may have to go get a pack of bologna and bread and just take her back that.
Because she's not answering my phone call for Plan B, which that probably wouldn't work anyway if she thought Zaxby's was open. Anyway, appreciate the info, Leroy. I'm going to hunt for one that's open on my way home. If I don't find it, I'll just go back home.
You have a safe day, sir. Be careful out there. K5WLL, clear monitoring.
HAW Mobile.
Publix has got great fried chicken. I think they're open. And for HHC.
I might just do that. I think they're in Ingles, too. And Publix Lights is a long way from me. Ingles is just right up the road.
I mean, there's a Zaxby's just I don't know, one block away, I think, from Publix. I wasn't sure which Zaxby's you were at.
And the only Publix, I think, is over in Taylor's.
That's what I was referring to.
This is open. Popeye's Louisiana chicken. Maybe she wants chicken.
I tried that the other day, and it was good. The pieces were small, so I don't know if they underfed the chicken or not, but it was good. I just thought the pieces were small. But Bojangles, if they're open, they've got good chicken. It's got a little bit of a kick to it, though.
Bojangles, I like KFC because of that kick you're talking about.
Well, hope you find something.
I'll try to give her a call again and see if she can settle on something other than what she had her heart set on. Appreciate Warren, W4DJW.
And 4HHC.
This is 4LV Belton, South Carolina, requesting a signal report. From anyone, anywhere.
WLL, you're full quieting into the 6-1 repeater.
You've been playing with the location of this small antenna, and evidently I'm getting out from Belton. Thank you very much, and happy 4th of July. 73 AF4LV will be clear.
Roger that. You're doing fine coming in from Belton. How much power are you running?
Into an old TM-271. It's a Kenwood. Over.
That's sounding good where you're making the trip to Caesar's Head there, but you're sounding good. And I'm up here in Taylor, South Carolina, so 73-KA5-WLL. Name is Leroy, by the way.
WLL Leroy, really nice to meet you, and you've got an excellent signal also. Thanks again for the report, and again, happy 4th of July to you and your family. AF4LV is clear.
Roger. Happy and safe one.